From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Bridget Dowd with your state and local news update. The Juneau Board of Education decided to pay a newly retired coach and teacher for his unused leave. The administration initially denied his $750 cash-out request because he missed a deadline set in the teachers' union labor contract. Kevin Hamrick filed a grievance, and the board decided Tuesday that he should be paid out. KTOO's Jeremy Shea reports that in recent years, a handful of other retiring teachers have forfeited their unused leave under the administration's interpretation of this policy.
Kevin Hamrick wasn't following the school board's meeting on Tuesday and didn't know the board resolved his grievance. He was giddy when he found out. Hamrick is in the process of moving to Texas. The money...
it's going to help move one of my vehicles out of Juneau.
He said he understood the superintendent's position, but was glad the school board found some flexibility in the labor contract language. He hopes it gets clarified so other retirees don't lose the payout for their unused leave time like he almost did. During a grievance hearing earlier this month, Superintendent Bridget Weiss cautioned against sidestepping the precise language in the labor contract.
If we dismiss the deadline school year and we don't consider that a deadline, then we are deeming a deadline that was agreed upon in the negotiating process meaningless, and that is dangerous territory to go into.
Weiss says the district has been incredibly consistent in its application of the cash-out policy. The school board panel said the contract wasn't as clear-cut as Weiss's interpretation. The panel concluded that it was ambiguous about retiring teachers on used leave. In its written recommendation, the panel said that teachers who accrue too much are automatically paid for their excess leave. Teachers who aren't retiring automatically carry forward their leave time into the next school year. Board member Brian Holst.
And every other scenario except this very, very narrow window, if you would have departed, you would have received that leave.
According to the panel, only retiring teachers appear to be at risk of forfeiting this benefit. Hamrick's situation isn't unique. A handful of other retiring teachers have forfeited unused leave time. At KTOO's request, the administration looked up exactly how much in recent years. In 2019 and 2020, retiring teachers forfeited unused leave time worth $6,105. School board member Martin Stepitin says the administration didn't err, but that Hamrick's grievance highlighted a legitimate issue.
If a teacher is retiring and has leave on the books, I think that we have identified something that is important and that the panel believes that in this case, specifically, that person should not forfeit the hours.
The school board unanimously agreed with the grievance panel's recommendations. The labor contract between the school district and the teachers' union is up for renegotiation in December. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.
The city and borough of Juneau is asking its assembly to adopt updated hazard maps. A new scientific report puts about half of the structures downtown at moderate to severe risk of landslide or avalanche. But some residents say they aren't ready for the upgrade. KTOO's Claire Strumpel reports.
The Star Hill neighborhood is nestled into the side of Mount Roberts above downtown Juneau.
This is a rather unique situation.
Sally Schlichting is pushing through some brush on the steep hillside behind her home of 20 years. When it rains, water flows through a gully, and she says debris has come down too in storms. So when she looks at the new hazard maps the city is proposing, she's certain this is where the contractors think there's a severe risk of landslides.
We had previously been in a moderate landslide zone, and these maps now had us depicted in a severe landslide zone, which was kind of a shock and a major change for us.
It was a major change for about a dozen of her immediate neighbors, too. She says the new maps and all the geotechnical information that comes with them are a lot to digest.
We just got this information maybe a month or so ago, and we all need to kind of catch up. We need time to catch up with the city in all of this. And when it's your home and the place where you raised your kids and...
A neighbor saw kind of cuts Schlichting off, but her point is this. It's emotional, too. She's lived here for decades, and she says nothing really bad has happened yet.
I mean, I was surprised that the study came out, and it was just all of a sudden I felt like, you know, I felt blindsided by it, but... perhaps not too surprised. After I read the report, I felt like the science seems pretty sound.
So she's one of a lot of downtown residents questioning whether or not these new maps do them too much financial harm to be worth their intended public safety value. And this is the tricky piece. Hazard maps ideally come before development. So now the assembly has to decide whether it's right to adopt the maps or wait until it's clear what the effects will be on the significant number of people whose downtown property would then be in a hazard zone.
From my perspective, it wasn't wise to make those changes without a full understanding of the impact the changes might have.
Mike Levine has served on the city's planning commission for 7 years. Right now, he's the chair. And while he can't speak for the commission as a whole, he said it's complicated to adopt the maps because that comes with changes that could affect people like Sally. The commission was divided on the issue, but the majority voted to tell the assembly to wait to adopt the new safety maps until residents have a better sense of what it means for their homes.
It is not clear, at least to me, whether these changes could have effect on property values for individual owners. Similarly, would these changes or could these changes have effects on homeowners' abilities to sell their property or to get financing for purchasing a property? These are questions I don't know the answer to.
They're tough questions. They're very important questions, and we absolutely don't know the answer to them. They're market questions.
Terry Camry is a senior planner for the city and borough of Juneau, and she's in charge of the project to evaluate landslide and avalanche risk downtown. She says from a public safety perspective, the city needs new maps now. The ones they have are from the 70s.
So we know they are outdated, they're inaccurate. And we've had a lot of really serious storm events in Southeast Alaska the past few years. We've had deaths from landslides in both Sitka and Haines. And it's just really critical to get updated hazard information to protect public safety and public property.
Camry says that even though these areas are already developed, there are still a lot of important decisions to be made about where development can increase and where it may need to be cut back. The reason the department asked the assembly to adopt the maps now and consider regulations and the market implications later is also money. There's federal money available for both the maps and those regulations that will affect homeowners, and they come at separate times. Initially, the planning department thought it needed the maps to be accepted before it got the money to talk about regulations. Camry says that might not be the case any longer. But back on Star Hill, Sally Schlichting is worried her home could lose market value and even become uninsurable. Ultimately, she's not sure if she wants this map upgrade at all.
Would I like to see them get passed? I think I struggle with that, I guess.
She says she wants people to be safe. And for her, that makes the discussion worthwhile. The maps will be considered in committee meetings on September 20th before they're scheduled for a first reading before the assembly. Either way, the maps are out there. Regardless of whether the assembly adopts them, they'll be available on the city's website. In Juneau, I'm Claire Strimple.
Starting next month, all Juneau School District staff members will be required to get weekly COVID-19 tests. The school board voted unanimously to move forward with the mandate on Tuesday. At the moment, school staff members have access to testing, but it's optional. Between 150 and 200 of them have been testing each week voluntarily. District Superintendent Bridget Weiss says the new requirement will go into effect no later than October 4th.
Staff register. They can pick which day and which site they test at. So we will be expanding that to accommodate the required testing.
Staff members who've been fully vaccinated or who've had COVID-19 in the last 90 days will be able to opt out of testing. To make that possible, the district first has to verify everyone's vaccination status. Weiss says they're hoping to use software put in place over the summer to collect that information. Ideally, people would just log in and upload a photo of their vaccine card or doctor's note. And there are steps in place for staff members who don't comply.
We already have established progressive discipline for adults, kind of like we do for kids.
That can be everything from a supervisor talking with the person who missed a test all the way up to termination.
That's extreme. I don't see that happening, but that's kind of the end of the process.
Like testing at any other place in town, staff members provide their health insurance information before getting the swab. While there's no out-of-pocket cost to the employee, some union reps are concerned about insurance rates going up down the road. But Weiss says if the district didn't use the insurance system, it wouldn't have the funding to support the program.
And the cost for testing is minuscule in comparison to the cost to an insurance company when people contract COVID, get hospitalized from COVID, or those unknown long-term effects of COVID.
By adding another layer of mitigation and making testing convenient, the district hopes to keep schools and families healthier. Weiss says so far she's received positive responses and very little pushback from staff.
We're so blessed in Juneau that people understand that we have a priority around keeping kids in school. And there are so many different things that we can do that contribute to that, and this just happens to be one of them.
The district is also working on a plan to increase testing among students. Weiss will present that plan during the October 19th school board meeting. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.